The title of this conference is A Rule of Life for Christians at the 4th to the 7th Levels of Faith. Most of those who actively seek spiritual direction are persons who have already attained the 4th level of faith. And therefore, any person that is open to giving spiritual direction is apt to find that most of one's directees are persons at this level. Ideally, a person should graduate into this 4th level of faith between the ages of 21 and 28. Usually, it requires some 30 or even 40 years to accomplish all the tasks required before graduating to the 5th level of faith. This 4th level is the high point of what traditionally has been called the illuminative way. 5th level is the beginning of the unitive way. And even though it may continue for 30 years or more, it is still a very busy time spiritually, since this is the time when one is supposed to develop all of the host of virtues required of a mature Christian, a true disciple of Jesus. The greatest danger during this long sojourn in the 4th mansion is mediocrity and discouragement. Because the progress seems so slow, one is apt to become discouraged unless one has the help and the encouragement of a spiritual director. And the direct result of discouragement is mediocrity, falling back into a lukewarm existence. The direct consequence of mediocrity is a regression to either the 2nd or 3rd level of faith. Most of those Christians who are adults and yet still living at 2nd or 3rd level of faith are Christians who actually at one or more points in their life did attain the 4th level, but very often because of lack of proper spiritual direction, through discouragement and mediocrity, they have regressed now back to a 2nd or 3rd level. A person at this 4th level needs both to be challenged and to be encouraged to pursue the long, winding trail up the mountain of perfection towards the goal of union with God and Jesus Christ. There are, of course, occasional persons like St. Thérèse of Lisieux who accomplished all the tasks of the 4th level during her teenage years, so that by the age of 21, she had already reached the 5th mansion of the unitive way. However, this is a rare occurrence and should not be the goal of those who have reached the 4th level. A more realistic goal for most persons at 4th level is to be ready to graduate into 5th level or 5th mansion of the unitive way by the age of 56. A person graduating from the 3rd to the 4th level of faith is anyone who is willing to stand alone in one's faith commitment to God, even if the whole world should choose to go another way. A good example of this 4th level of faith is that of St. Peter, as described in the 6th chapter of John. When most of the crowd turned away from the words of Jesus and would no longer listen to him, Jesus asked the 12, "Will you also go away?" Peter responded, "Lord, to whom else can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life." This is the level of faith of anyone who is willing to break away from the tyranny of the group, from institutional narcissism, where we make a God out of the institution to which we belong, and is ready and willing to trust the inner voice of one's self, the voice of the Holy Spirit. The prospect of breaking away from the group and launching out on one's own usually brings on a serious identity crisis. Who does one really want to be? Merely a fellow traveler in the group, or does one want to stand alone? At such a crisis, one needs to find a whole new center for one's life, a center within oneself. As Shakespeare says, to thy own self be true. A whole new way of life will have to be worked out at this level once the decision of adult faith is made. One needs to go back over all the previously held faith assumptions and make a new decision of faith in regard to each one of them. After looking at all the options available, one is willing now to take a new stand, personally chosen, relying primarily on one's own conscience rather than the voice of some external authority. This is called the demythologizing of one's faith and the choosing of a new myth to symbolize one's adult faith choice. Naturally, such a task is fraught with serious dangers of going off the deep end and making a mess of one's whole life. For this reason, spiritual direction by a mature, well-balanced, wise director is almost a necessity for a person at the fourth level who wishes successfully to graduate to the higher fifth level. More than at any other level of faith, a person at this adult juncture needs the help of a good spiritual guide. Without such a guide, most people will go astray, reverting into discouragement, mediocrity, and a regression to the second or third level. People at this level are still far from being perfect. They usually have a hidden agenda, for example, when they go to God in prayer. Externally, they may mouth a total commitment to God, but secretly and unconsciously, they still want very much their own way. We do not suddenly break away from our old faith in the group and strike out alone on the journey of faith. A good spiritual director will show great patience and tolerance for a person at this level of faith and gradually educate them, point out to them, slowly but surely, their hidden agendas of selfishness, and thus lead them to a more perfect gift of self to God. God usually leads a person into this fourth level by giving one a new awareness of the value of personal dignity and an appreciation of one's unique place in God's life, in God's love, and in God's plan. The first demythologizing occurs when one is able to step back and see the groups and institutions to which one belongs from a more objective viewpoint. One can now appreciate their value, but they are no longer seen as purely divine, but rather as a very human invention to help us on our journey of faith. No longer then is one willing to give blind obedience to another human being, but only to God. This commitment of one's life to God must ultimately be determined by one's own conscience rather than allowing some group or institution to make such a decision. The prayer life of a person at this level will undergo many drastic changes from the former methods of prayer. This change often begins with a deep dislike and dissatisfaction with all structured forms of prayer. This usually leads to a rejection of the older formal methods of prayer, such as rosary, office, and vocal prayer, One prefers now spontaneous, personalized prayer with a great freedom of choice. The task of the spiritual director is to encourage this openness to new ways of prayer. Otherwise, a person at this level may imagine that he or she is actually losing one's faith in God and prayer. A person at this level should be encouraged to make many spontaneous contacts with God throughout the day and night, practicing a continual remembrance of God's presence in our life. One good way to accomplish this is through the practice of centering prayer. A great openness to the Holy Spirit is needed at this time in order to discover how God wishes to relate to a person at this level and to discern which particular virtue a person needs to be emphasizing at this point in one's life. The 5 methods of prayer recommended in our book, Prayer and Temperament, are the types of prayer that are especially appropriate for people at this 4th level. A person at this level will be primarily concerned still with one's own needs and the needs of one's loved ones. And so a spiritual director needs gently to lead such a person to a more global consciousness. A person at this level also needs a strong, dependable support system which is able to understand the crises and the experiences of this level and can give mature, balanced guidance and support to a person through the identity crisis and on to the higher levels. A spiritual director will be able to give some of this support, but should in turn help each person find a new support group to replace the reliance upon the old peer groups upon which one depended at the 3rd level. This new support group should consist of persons at the 4th or higher levels of faith who can mutually encourage one another to be faithful to all of God's calls of grace. During the many years the average person spends at this 4th level, the personal growth plan is of immense help. It is recommended that once every 3 months, with the help of a spiritual director, that a person chooses a single objective to be accomplished during the next 3 months in each of the 4 relationships of love: love of God, love of neighbor, love of inner self, and bodily care. As one addresses oneself to each of these areas, one by one, the many different virtues that are needed to be accomplished and to be practiced during this 4th level will be addressed and gradually, by the grace of God, accomplished. For example, humility, compassion, trust, generosity, patience, chastity, purity, gentleness, tolerance, balance, meekness, concern for the poor and the oppressed, simplicity, honesty, and so on. The 5th level of faith is the beginning of the unitive way, the way of passive contemplation. While much of the energy of the 4th level was spent in demythologizing old faith assumptions, the task of the 5th level is a re-mythologizing of one's new faith stance, finding new symbols and images to express one's faith. An integration of one's whole life and outlook on reality occurs at this level. Much that was necessarily repressed and ignored at the 4th level can now be incorporated into one's life. Previously, it was necessary to carve out and establish one's own special niche and place in the world. But now a new global consciousness occupies one's attention. There is a willingness to assume not only the responsibility for one's own life, but also to do all in one's power to save the whole world. Realizing that a rugged individual cannot alone cope with all the problems of the world, one is now ready to work together with others, at whatever level of faith they might be, and to work as a team to resolve these problems. One is now willing to consider the needs of others as of equal importance to one's own needs. A characteristic of persons at the fifth level is balance. One is now able to integrate opposing values into a new unity without exaggerating or neglecting either side. Nothing worthwhile is neglected. A place is found for everything and everyone. Two other characteristics emerge at this level as a result of this above balance and integration. First of all, a new creativity is seen in a person at this level, whereby one is able to make use of every possible circumstance or situation in life to build up the kingdom of God upon earth. Persons at this level become co-creators with God in constructing a new creation. Secondly, a great simplicity of lifestyle is evident in one's whole life. Nothing is wasted or misused, but a useful place is found for everyone and everything. The fifth level of faith is a time for great self-criticism and a purification of one's motives. One is now able to see one's whole life with great objectivity, noting both the good and the bad. One's unconscious shadow becomes daily more open for observation. There is a peaceful and even joyful acceptance of one's limitations as well as one's strengths. This is a time of suffering as well as peace in the midst of pain. Tremendous new generativity and creativity are experienced during this fifth level. One takes on the whole world as a project to which one contributes one's unique gifts. Another characteristic of persons at this level is their self-initiating and self-directing life. Their union with God is so constant that intuitively they are able to comprehend God's will in their regard. Another way of expressing this is a complete openness to the Holy Spirit and a meekness in uniting their will with the will of God. Many mistakes, of course, will be made, but no big deal is made of them. They are simply and humbly admitted and accepted, and then forgotten without any wasted energy crying over spilt milk. Because of the above, persons at this level do not need the close guidance of spiritual direction that is needed at the lower levels of faith. What a friend at this level needs most is a soul friend with whom one can share all one's life and activities. Such a soul friend will be able to give the needed objectivity and accountability that a spiritual director is supposed to furnish. Persons at this level also need a support group of peers to whom one can go for help when experiencing stress or overwork. Because a person at this level takes on the whole world as one's project, there is the constant danger of attempting more than one's strength allows. If a support group of peers is available, the needed relief can be obtained when one becomes overextended. The prayer life of persons at this level will be centered exclusively on God's will, God's needs, God's kingdom, God's plans. Personal needs are no longer the center of one's attention. However, they are not forgotten. The greatest personal need for those at this level is to discern the will of God in their regard. This discernment is attained through the openness to the Holy Spirit, especially as found in the words of God in the Scriptures. And so their prayer periods will be divided between personal reflection and application of a Scripture text and periods of quiet resting in the love of God. Great freedom and spontaneity in the choice of prayer is experienced, along with an openness to new, unique ways of prayer taught directly by God. The thought of God becomes the warp and the woof of every activity and every moment of the day and even the night. Spiritual direction for persons at the fifth level consists primarily of two things: total surrender to God and social justice or concern for the welfare of the whole world. A person at this level wants constantly to know how to make a more total surrender to God's will, to God's Spirit, and how to make the greatest possible contribution to the needs of the whole of creation. A good spiritual director or social friend will lead souls at this fifth level into a greater and greater experience of agapic love. By increasing their love for God, for others, and even for themselves, they are able to neutralize and counteract the negativity of evil in the world, and thus make the greatest possible positive contribution to the kingdom of God upon earth. It is only the rare individual who attains here on earth either the sixth or seventh levels of faith. Therefore, most spiritual directors may never be asked to direct a person in one or the other of these two highest mansions. Since these two highest levels have much in common, we can combine any suggestions of spiritual guidance for both of them. There needs to be little concern given to a rule of life for persons at these two highest levels, since they usually have graduated beyond an external rule of life and have adopted an inner rule of life, namely total openness to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, their need of spiritual direction from another human being is considerably less than it would be for someone in the fourth or fifth mansions. However, there are dangers, and we need the help of other human beings to help us overcome these dangers. Persons at this level possess so much power that there is always the danger of it going to their heads in self-inflation and developing a Messiah complex. This occurs when they forget that the power they possess is not their own, but belongs only to God. Whereas when they misuse their powers for selfish purposes, they can do just as much harm as good. It's quite possible that Hitler had reached perhaps the sixth level of maturity, but chose to follow an evil spirit rather than the Holy Spirit. We might think of Satan or the Antichrist as someone who has attained the seventh level of faith, but has deliberately chosen to use their great powers and many skills for evil instead of good. Persons at this higher level must avoid too much attention to self-preservation and instead seek to integrate every level of their life with that of God. There is an enlarged, comprehensive vision of the whole of reality and truth at this level, with a readiness to work for the transformation of the present world into the kingdom of God. One adopts the whole human race as one's peer group and community to the extent of being willing to sacrifice one's life for anyone in the whole world. At these higher levels, one is heedless of self-preservation and the welfare of self, provided, of course, they are following the Holy Spirit instead of the evil spirit. Persons at this level of faith are often seen as subversives of present structures and institutions of society. They pose a constant threat to those who favor the status quo. They arouse the opposition of the world in the same way that Jesus did, to the extent that many persons at this level of faith suffer a violent death at the hands of their fellow citizens. However, if this happens, they will show the same love and nonviolence toward their persecutors as did Jesus on Good Friday. Like Jesus, they have discovered that the way to eliminate evil in the world is not through violence, but through victimhood. Instead of using violence to slay the dragon of evil, they allow the dragon to slay them. It is the paradox of the cross. Like Jesus, such persons are able to change the course of history and to influence large numbers of people. Two examples of persons in our time who probably had reached this sixth level would be that of Gandhi and Martin Luther King, Jr. Both of them were assassinated, but both changed the course of history. One of the dangers to be avoided at this level is to allow oneself to become too highly stressed under the burden of the world's problems. Such stress results from an attempt to take over God's job as creator. The expression, "let go, let God," is appropriate for persons at all seven levels, but especially is to be remembered by people at the sixth and seventh level. If a person at these levels forgets one's place as a creature, there will be an attempt to make over the world according to one's own image instead of the image of God. Such a misuse of power will lead directly to demonic possession and the attempt to dominate and control the world and the lives of others. The prayer form most appropriate for a person at this higher level is the We Prayer, whereby one becomes the spokesman for the whole of creation before the throne of God. One may think of oneself as being united with the Lord Jesus and offering to God the prayers, works, sufferings of the whole human race. As such a representative, every possible prayer will be appropriate to this higher level. But probably the prayer that best expresses the attitude of a person at the sixth or seventh level of faith is that of the Our Father. This is the end of the conference.